Well, we have this dramatic encounter between Christ and his first apostles in today's gospel, and that shows us the power of God. It changed the direction of their lives completely. And later this week, we will celebrate another powerful conversion of a saint, and that's the feast of the saint, conversion of Saint Paul. And the conversion of St. Paul is another dramatic event, perhaps the most dramatic in the whole New Testament. Paul, as you know, was a Jewish man. He was very zealous in his faith and devoted to his idea of God's plan for salvation. And that idea did not include the incarnation, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And so when he heard the apostles preaching these things, he became furious. He considered it blasphemy. And so he put all of his efforts into wiping out this new religion among the Jewish people, even to the point of having Christian men and women put to death. And we read on the feast of St. Stephen, the martyr, the first martyr, it's the day after Christmas, that St. Stephen was stoned to death by the onlookers, and Saul concurred in the killing. That was the name of St. Paul before God changed his name to Paul. And then on the road to Damascus, all of that fury and anger against Christianity changed completely. Jesus appeared to him and spoke to him. And St. Paul went from being the greatest persecutor of the church to being its greatest apostle. And this is what the power of God's grace can do and still does. This is the power of the gospel. It can transform lives, even the most unlikely lives, as St. Paul was. Well, you know, the history of the church is full of examples that show the transforming power of God's grace. There's a little-known saint by the name of St. John Colombini, who is one of these examples. He lived in Italy in the 14th century. He was married, had two children, and he was very wealthy. He was also very greedy and ambitious, and he had a very temperamental, violent personality. And one day he came home tired from work and asked his wife if dinner was ready, and she said it was not, but she was working on it. And that sent him into a rage. He started knocking over furniture and slamming doors, yelling at his wife. She tried to calm him down and assured him that she would have dinner ready as soon as possible and encouraged him to sit and read. And she gave him a book to read. She handed him a book about Saint Mary of Egypt. And soon he became greatly engrossed in this book. And when his wife came back to tell him dinner was ready, he finished the last paragraph he was reading. He looked up at his wife and asked her to forgive him and promised to change his ways. And he did. From that moment, his whole life took a completely different direction because it was centered on Jesus Christ, not on his wealth, not on his selfishness and greed. It was centered on Jesus Christ. And instead of giving into his selfish tendencies, he followed Jesus Christ now, completely and totally. He became a model Christian and even founded a religious order that continued on until the 20th century. And God's grace was powerful enough to change him, just as it changed St. Paul, and it is powerful enough to change you and me too. And this transforming power of God's grace is the real hope for our world, if you ask me. What else do we have? But you know, so many people don't know about God. So many people don't want to know about God. So many people think that Christianity is just a list of inconvenient rules. No, you can't do that, you can't do that, you can't do that. But that's not what Christianity is, far from it. Because Christianity means that you have a lifelong personal relationship with Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. That is the message of the gospel. And the more deeply we believe this, the more fully God's grace does transform our hearts. And you know, one of the best ways of deepening our faith and growing in our faith is this, Tell others about it. Tell others about your faith. Tell others about the Catholic Church. Pope John Paul II wrote in one of his encyclicals, "Faith is strengthened when it is given to others." In other words, your own faith is strengthened when you share your faith with others. That's what he's saying. Christ's command to his apostles in today's gospel passage applies to us. Go into the world and proclaim the gospel to every creature, because that's what we are meant to do. You know, when you read through the gospels and you notice oftentimes when Jesus meets someone on the road or someone in their house, he encounters various people. And sometimes he works a miracle, sometimes he doesn't. He worked a miracle like when he went into the house of Peter's mother-in-law, who was very sick with a fever, and cured her. But this is it. Once he has a contact with a person, a conversation, works a miracle, once he speaks to that person has an immediate reaction to follow him. They don't waste time. Once they're in Jesus' presence and realize, maybe in a little way, but it's a way that's going to grow, realize who they are with and what Jesus offers them. Peter's mother-in-law, the gospel says, got up and immediately began to serve them. When Zacchaeus met Jesus face to face, he was the chief tax collector, he promised to give half of his money to the poor, and he did. And what's more, he promised to pay back four times the amount of money that he had extorted from various people. A complete change in him. The apostles left their nets immediately and began to follow him. James and John left their father and the hired hands in the boat and immediately began to follow Jesus. They wasted no time. If they can do that, why can't you?